Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Corner last year, so there you go. There are some familiar faces on this team that we will be seeing. Speaking of familiar faces, this guy played out in Oakland once upon a time. This is Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, former Oakland Invaders quarterback, and obviously former quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, WWL 105.3 in New Orleans, joining us now, courtesy of River Islands, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And let's just start it off right here, Bobby. Joe Spadoni alongside Sam Loveman. What was your reaction when you saw that Mac Jones is going to be starting in place of Brock Purdy this Sunday?
The Saints are going to win. Even though as sorry as everyone from a national perspective thinks the Saints are, no, this is a great chance for them to win. Now, no, the 49ers are still favored, where I think it's like 2-3 points. And at one time, it was I think it was up to 6.5. But all I know is I just remember, you might say, well, Bobby, it's not the Patriots, it's the 49ers. But Mac Jones, the last time he played against the Saints, the last time they faced off 2023, he's a member of the Patriots. He went 12 of 22 for 110 yards, two interceptions before he was benched. I can't even think of a guy now that he got benched for. I think he had a funny last name.
Zappy, right? Bailey Zappy?
Zappy. Yeah, Zappy. He got benched for Zappy. So he got benched for Zappy. It was a 34-0 shutout. Probably the most convincing, dominant performance post Sean Payton for Dennis Allen. You know, Dennis Allen now de-coordinated with the Bears. But, yeah, so we do not fear Mac Jones. I'm a Brock Purdy fan. I fear Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant, he's obviously irrelevant now. I think just because he wasn't, you know, drafted, five-star guy, number one, like, he don't get enough respect. I mean, for the younger audience, the older audience know this, he's like Rodney Dangerfield. Hey, I don't get no respect. But I look at Brock Purdy, I think he's a difference maker. George Kittle not playing, what better, more productive tight end than he is. But next man up, you know, when you say next man up, who in the hell is the next man? So I know it's a great opportunity for the Saints. It does matter when you play a team. I think if the Saints were going to beat the 49ers this year, this is the time to play them without Brock Purdy. The Who That Nation, they've actually, Bobby, you think the Saints are going to win a game? I said it's hard not to win a game. I know the Elijah Four have gone the over and not won. But I don't know. I just think by accident, because it's like pros versus pros. The ball's going to bounce your way. They're going to win at least a couple of games. I don't know. In playing the 49ers right now, this might be their opportunity.
You know, Bobby, the big question we've been asking this week is the fact you say you don't fear Mac Jones, but you do fear Brock Purdy, I think sets this up well. You know, we're obviously big on Brock out here, and we're kind of talking about, you know, what the drop-off is like from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones. Some people think it's not that big. Some people think it's a massive drop-off. I'm curious, what's your opinion? How big is the drop-off from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones in your eyes?
Well, I don't know. What has Mac Jones done in his career? I mean, now, I know when you get drafted in the first round, that doesn't mean you're going to produce. It's a crapshoot. How many first-rounders don't produce? I mean, last season, okay, he had an opportunity. You might say, well, it was the Jaguars, not the 49ers supporting cast. But with the Jaguars, he started 7 games. He was 2-5. I think if he would start with the 49ers, he might be 3-4. So what does that mean? I think he's hovering around, 500-type quarterback. But there's not enough quarterbacks. You got 32 teams, and then there is 10, 12 teams. They're always looking for a quarterback. I think he provides good depth, and I think this would not be good news for the 49ers. Let's say if Brock Purdy has to miss a month. Now, if he miss a game, maybe two, then, you know, you can weather the storm. But, I'm that much of a Brock Purdy fan. I think he's way more difference maker than people give him credit for.
Talking with Bobby Hebert here on the Morning Roast, former quarterback for the Saints and pre- and post-game host on 105.3 WWL in New Orleans. So what are the strengths and weaknesses of this Saints team, Bobby? Because you got Spencer Rattler there, no more Dennis Allen, first-time head coach Kellen Moore here, obviously no more Derek Carr. Like, what are the strengths and weaknesses of this team as 49er fans are kind of wondering about them?
Well, a weakness is, unlike the Packers, they're old. Or the old players are contributing at a high level. Like when they were hanging with the Cardinals, had a chance to win, you know, we've never seen this, you know, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they were 6.5-point underdog to open the season. I mean, what, in the Superdome? That happened a long time with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And, you know, going to the Cardinals game, even that, you know, the Saints were number one. We were number one in something. You know, the Saints have won 6 in a row opening games. Well, they couldn't make it 7, but Spencer Rattler gave him a chance at the end. But I would say that they need more younger players to contribute at a high level. Like the guys we're talking about, like Cam Jordan. Right now he has 123 career sacks, second amongst all active players. He had a sack and a half. It's all players that, like Juwan Johnson, the tight end, how about you make the great catch at the end, then you're the hero, give the Saints an opportunity to win. Alvin Kamara, I think, now a lot of the fans, 49ers fans know this, Saints fans know this, you're looking at like two of the best running backs in NFL history, or what have you done for me lately, or recent history. I'm talking about Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey. Even with the injuries and what you're dealing with, I look at like yards from scrimmage the last 8 seasons. Okay, everyone's heard of Derrick Henry. He's number one. Alvin Kamara's number two at a little over 11,500 yards. You got Tyreek Hill, 3. Then you got Christian McCaffrey, 4, right at 11,000 yards. So I just look at two of the best running backs. But when you say running backs, what can you do? Are you truly just a ground-and-pound guy? No, that's not Christian McCaffrey or Alvin Kamara. What I look at, the pass receiving running back, that's why you look at the total yards from scrimmage. And if you look at most games with 10-plus receptions by running back in NFL history, I always love NFL history. Christian McCaffrey, 1 with 11, Alvin Kamara, 2 with 7. Okay, most games are rushing touchdowns and receiving touchdowns in NFL history. Marshall Faulk, 1, I think we've heard of that name. And Christian McCaffrey's tied with him at 15, Alvin Kamara with 12. So you're looking at, if you just like love football and you don't have a dog in the hunt, to me, Christian McCaffrey, talk about a bad white boy who can hang with the brothers. And Christian McCaffrey's off the chart. And Alvin Kamara, they're almost like two clones of a modern.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Running back, what you want, and a quarterback's best friend, how, no, they can run, they can still hit it and get it, but it's when you get them in space and those yards after the catch, a quarterback loves that. And Alvin Kamara still has a lot left in the tank, even though, oh, he's 30 years old, he's too old and all that. But again, you could see I kind of like Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara. I'm a big fan of theirs, but I think it's going to be an adventurous game, kind of like the Cardinals, that, I don't know, the Saints might win, they might not win. I told the fans, get ready for this, because we ain't blowing out nobody. But do you know, this is crazy. The last 7 games, the Saints have not even scored 20 points. They have not scored. Just going into last season, Spencer Rattler's the quarterback in a number of those games. The last game they won, Brian Brzee had to block a field goal, and they beat the Giants. I'm going to say off the top of my head, I don't know, like 14-11 or something like that. It was low scoring. But anyway, if the Saints are in a shootout, they have no chance to win. It has to be like 17-13, that type of game. And the one thing, though, I'm kind of excited about Brandon Staley. And I think he's one of those. Maybe they make it as a head coach. I think he knows what he's doing as a defensive coordinator. And I think the Saints' defense will keep him in games. That's why, I don't know, what does that mean? A handful of games they could win? Possibly. I think it might. And I told the fans this, it might be the same song and dance as last year where they win only five games. But you got to be patient. I don't even know if the quarterback of the future is even on the team. But this is truly rebuilding. Yeah, and the Sean Payton and Drew Brees era is officially over, and it was great, you know, when it was going. Because anytime you're going over a dozen years in one place, and there's a lot of winning going on in that time. And I think one of the greatest games, and this is the Saints' greatest team, I think even when they won the Super Bowl in 2011, when they lost to San Francisco in San Francisco, that's what Alex Smith, at the end, they made him look like a Hall of Famer. But when I remember how good the Saints were, they became the new greatest show in turf, surpassed Kurt Warner and the Rams. Then after that, I think Peyton Manning and the Broncos passed them up. But anyway, they were the new greatest show in turf that year. They were waxing people. They were averaging 30-some points a game. And to show you how good they were, I never forget, they had five turnovers against the 49ers on the road, and they were losing about 17 points. Came back, took the lead twice. Under 5 minutes in the fourth quarter, and then the 49ers and Alex Smith to Vernon Davis end up winning. That's when Greg Williams got a little too cute, trying to be too aggressive. And to me, that was the year where that was the best team ever with the Saints. But them days are long gone right now. We're just hoping for some future. But, you know, great rivalry between the Saints and the 49ers, mm-hmm. NFC West. Mm, you know, I was part of that. You know, just one thing. You don't have a winning record against all starting quarterbacks except Joe Montana. And I guess it is the Joe Montana. I was like 2 wins and 9 losses. So I did not. But a Hall of Famer. But I do have a winning record against the great Steve Young.
There you go.
You're counting LA Express.
Oh, that's right.
Panthers, Oakland Invaders.
In the USFL days.
Falcons, Atlanta Falcons. Saints. So, you know, when I look at all that, I look at the 49ers and I go, damn, Joe Montana. I remember us playing the 49ers. We won 12 games twice and we were the wild card. The strike year, like in 87, we were 12-3, 92 or 12-4, but San Fran's like 14-2 at that time. The time we actually won the NFC West, in 91, we were 11-5. But the point being is that, no, we can have great seasons and we'd still be the damn wild card behind the 49ers.
Oh, wow. Bobby Hebert here joining us here on the Morning Roast, part of 105.3 the 105.3 in New Orleans, our Odyssey sister station down there. Bobby, I think a big key for the 49ers is going to be the offensive line, keeping Mac Jones up and also opening up lanes for Christian McCaffrey. And they're going to be going against the Saints defense that I don't really know a whole lot about. Cameron Jordan's a guy who I've always been a big fan of him going back to his Cal days, so I've always enjoyed watching him. Chase Young we're a little bit familiar with, but what is this Saints pass rush looking like right now? How much juice does Cameron Jordan have left? And just, yeah, how much resistance is the Saints defense going to be giving the 49ers offense on Sunday?
Well, you have to have luck with injuries. And listen, I think the 49ers and the Saints, they've been snake bit. I remember last year I was heading out to training camp in Irvine. They were going to practice against the 49ers, but they were so beat up in preseason, they couldn't even practice. And they kind of carried over to the regular season. They kind of snake bit again. The 49ers, we look at them as a better team, though, than the Saints right now. But they've both been snake bit with injuries, but there's no excuses. Like, for instance, Chase Young. Chase Young was kicking ass in training camp. I'm saying there's no way, if he's healthy and he seems like he's ready to roll, he'll have double-digit sacks. You know, if you look at he looks like Tarzan. Now, I told the fans, we need him to play like Tarzan, not look like Tarzan, play like Jane. He is the physical specimen. And I said, honestly, Holly, just getting off the bus, he seems like he's 11, 12, sack guy. And then now he's hurt. I don't know, your calf connects to your Achilles. So it don't look like he's going to play this Sunday. So he was one that was Cam Jordan wasn't even going to start. I mean, he would be in that rotation. They were going with Carl Granderson, who's from Sacramento. California went to high school there. It was a Wyoming Cowboy. And Carl Granderson, he's been fine. DeMario Davis. DeMario Davis, I'm not saying he's like an older Fred Warner. He is unbelievable. He's 35, but he's still a tackling machine. He would be like, you know, like Levante David and all them. You look at all the ones, man, they still playing and still producing at a high level. So now I'd say the weakness for the Saints is their secondary. Alante Taylor played well. He's the alpha dog now, and kind of they have him in the slot. But, you know, when they lost Marshon Lattimore, they traded him to Washington. And then you have Paulson and Debo. They didn't want to pay him. He goes to the Giants. He was a little too handsy. But the Saints last year actually had one of the best secondaries as far as the depth. And, you know, that has not been the case this year. There's a lot of young guys, Kool-Aid and McKinstry. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid yet. It seems like he's going to get picked on week in and week out. When they practice against the Rams this year, and Davante Adams is going against Kool-Aid, I was like, man, McVay, he'd be targeted 15 times a game. Unless Kool-Aid had help, he couldn't hang with him and stuff. So, and you got Isaac Yiadom, you know, look at that. I think that's a feel-good story. I mean, you look at, you talk about the NFL being international, look at his hair. I know he's born here, but his family from Ghana, Africa, and then went to Boston College. So if they don't get a pass rush, they could get burnt. But I think they won't be one before last against the run like they were last year. They can. I think that'll come together. The big one they got is Devon Godshaw, LSU. That's on good French name in Louisiana. He's the big nose tackle, big Creole from played with the Patriots. And he could stuff the run. You know, they're running a 3-4 instead of 4-3 with Brandon Staley. So I think it'd be more. But then, you know, then I look at this. They might be able to hang because I think that's a weakness with the 49ers, their receivers. You know, that's one thing. There ain't no Jerry Rice's out there and all. I just, Brandon, I mean, I look at who they have playing receiver. I don't know. What do y'all think?
We got Ricky Pearsall, Bobby. He's the first round pick last year. He had a really good game against a tough Seattle secondary.
What else did he do? One good game.
Well, okay. I can only judge. It's only been 1 week, Bobby. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, but I'm saying last year, what did he do?
He was hurt. I mean, remember, I don't know. Well, I mean, it was kind of like a tragedy. He got shot right here downtown San Francisco.
That was a tragedy.
He was struggling to get onto the field. Yeah.
Hey, well, this would be an opportunity for him. Now, the quarterback got to get him the ball to have back-to-back 100-yard games. I mean, because I'm telling you, the same secondary – they're like a bunch of virgins out there. They ain't nothing to write home about. So if you look at it, he had 100, 800, 10 yards last week, you know, leading the team. Yeah, that could definitely happen again. I could see Mac Jones leaning upon him. But, you know, looking at what Mac Jones, and looking at what he's done, but he's thrown 54 touchdown passes in 52 games, 49 starts. I think Mac Jones is an NFL quarterback. And I think, what do you want to call him, journeyman, whatever, you know. But I think he's a solid backup, and this is when how you keep a job and you play for double digits 10, 11, 12 years is that when you able to hold down the fort and come away with some wins, and then Brock Purdy eventually comes back in there and you did your job. And I think that's what they got to hope for with Mac Jones right now.
Hey, Bobby, great stuff this morning. We really appreciate your time. Can't wait to watch, 10 a.m. West Coast time, Saints-Niners down at the Superdome. Should be fun. We'll do it again soon, Bobby. Thanks, man.
All right, talk to y'all later. Who dat?
Who dat? Thank you, Bobby. That is Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, former quarterback for the Saints, and obviously does their pre- and post-game coverage for the Saints Radio Network, 105.3 WWL, our Odyssey sister station.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.